The Campbell River School District is looking for ways to reduce its deficit, which is approaching $1 million. This comes after the district announced they are facing a $1.4 million year-end deficit for the end of the 2024-25 school year. However, they do believe it will stabilize by the fourth quarter. That includes about $850,000 structural deficit in the operating budget, said Kevin Patrick, the district's secretary treasurer. This deficit uses all the savings that the board has. On March 31, the district had initially thought the year-end deficit might be closer to $2 million, but it has decreased to $1.4 million due to revenue continuing to come in while spending has slowed. However, several parts of the planned budget, such as teacher salaries and benefit costs, have risen due to extended health premiums. The board expects these rising costs to stabilize in the final quarter of the 2024-25 school year. So, it still means we'll probably use most of our savings, and they likely shouldn't count on much to be available for future budgeting purposes, but this is where we're at, said Patrick. It's not great news, but it should be within the board's fiscal abilities by the end of the year to cover top expenses. Patrick reviewed the district's 2025-26 budget process at a board meeting on May 13 and discussed how the district plans to reduce its projected $949,000 operating deficit. The $949,000 deficit did not, unfortunately, go away, said Patrick. It's still there. And believe me, the first place that we have looked and that we look is for non-position reductions. Unfortunately, if you remember for September of 2024, when we missed our enrollment, we had to do an unprecedented mid-year reduction of $700,000. The district was able to do that without reducing positions, but according to Patrick, there is very little wiggle room to do that again for the upcoming school year's budget. The recommendations to balance the budget included $650,000 in savings by shifting teacher librarians to provide prep coverage. This means 5 specialist prep teachers will be reassigned. According to the school district, this will create a more consistent literacy-based prep model across schools, but it could displace school-developed programming. Just to clarify, those 5 positions aren't teacher librarians. Those 5 positions are the non-enrolling teachers that typically cover the prep box, focused on things like art and PE, physical education, said Chair Kat Eddy. It isn't the teacher librarians that are being reduced. They're being reassigned to cover prep and then those prep teachers. Do we have positions for those prep teachers? Patrick said they do. We have some jobs and maybe not ideal positions for them, but we will have some positions for them. A further $70,000 will be cut by reducing district teacher coordinators' full-time equivalent, FTE, hours by 0.5. Additionally, another $70,000 cost adjustment will reflect a redefined criterion for intensive behavior education assistance. The proposal also asks for a $50,000 reduction to the district's strategic priorities budget, which is roughly one-third of the budget. Another $100,000 recovery of unspent school-based funds will be held in a trust. The carbon tax reduction will help the district save $35,000, and a minor adjustment to reducing prep time coverage for principals and vice principals will save $9,000. The district is also looking to secure funding, or funding recovery, for 2 full-time equivalent positions through the Classroom Enhancement Fund, an operating contribution from the International Student Program, grant funding for a district literacy teacher coordinator position, and operations support for the Feeding Futures program. According to the district, this will result in $485,000 in savings. Technological devices will also need to be replaced, which the budget accounts for with $450,000 earmarked to support replacement and to increase software licensing. These upgrades are needed after the board invested $1.8 million in the devices, which is now at the end of their lifespan. Selling unused properties and eliminating all elementary vice principal positions were considered for balancing the budget, however, they were unfeasible, due to trust clauses on land sales, or the scale of savings did not reach the district's intended target. In BC, schools are legally required to submit a balanced budget annually. According to the BC Teachers Foundation, due to having balanced budgets every year, districts can have an accumulated surplus. When there is a shortfall, the surplus can be used to cover the deficit. If the surplus does not cover the entire surplus, the Minister of Education has to personally approve a district's budget with an accumulated deficit, with the school board explaining how the deficit happened and must create a plan on how to cover it and bring the district back into an accumulated surplus financial position. Feedback on the budget proposals, which are listed on the district's website's budget development process section, is still welcome, but must be submitted before 4 p.m. on May 22. The board will consider feedback on recommendations at the public board meeting set for May.